This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello and welcome to our first Friday of 2024. You know, I feel like it's going to be a good year. I feel like even numbered years are always better than odd numbered years. I don't know why. Let's just see if that plays out. Let's all manifest it. Anyway, let's start with some good things. Some good icks. Let's see what has been making people feel repulsed this year. All right, so our first ick says he didn't believe that people were really using food banks. He thought it was media hype. Was he the Tory MP Lee Anderson by any chance? He was definitely a Tory. There is no doubt about that. And that, I'm afraid, is the world's biggest ick. Where has this man been getting his fucking information? I actually really want to go to his house. I was going to say punch him in the face, but that is never going to be a solution. What I'd really like to do is take him to a food bank. It's so sad and depressing to see. And we had no need for these. We had no need for these 10, 13 years ago, and we have a need for them now. And I wish that this fraggle, whatever you call them, would go and volunteer in a food bank himself. Sorry, I'm supposed to be doing like a happy new year, great time icks. And I started this all off saying like, we're going to have a great time in 2024. And I've started out the Fun Time Ick podcast with doing a rant about how shit the Tories are. But I'm sorry, if you came here for love and good humour, you're in the wrong place, because as soon as somebody mentions anything to do with the fucking Tories, she didn't even say the Tories. I bought it in myself, didn't I? But anyway, it riles me up. I don't care if you've been married for 20 years. If your partner is going to vote Tory in the next election, divorce. The next one says, he waved at me so I could see him more easily in the crowd. Oh. This is what I hate about the ick, because like, I bet it was the cutest little wave. Was it like a little wave, like wave now, everybody, because you can either do a little wave like in front of your chest or a big infused, don't wave at, don't do this if you're in public, or do, you'll give lots of people the ick. But you've either got the little hand wave like near your chest, or you've got the whole big hand wave like up in the air, like, yoo-hoo. What one was he doing? Because yoo-hoo, oh no, mate. Only mums and aunties can do that one without giving you the ick. And even then, it's a bit like, mum, stop waving like that. It's too excited and over-enthusiastic. Don't yoo-hoo me. But if it was just a little discreet, normal wave, like, I'm here, like, hello. Like, come on, grow up. People have got to be able to, like, identify themselves in a crowd. You know, he was probably getting the ick watching you wandering about, blindly looking for him, not being able to see. He's probably thinking, oh, this fucking embarrassing woman wandering about, can't even see me, has to pull out the fucking wave to get noticed, and then you're off him now for life. Ah, oh. But there we go. That's the ick. Okay, on to the next one, which says, he turned up on a skateboard and expected me to walk alongside him. If you were 15, this would be a moment that you would go home and write about in your diary. Like, Jason hopped on his board and rolled along the road and let me walk alongside him. You know what I mean? This would have been like peak fucking, I have made it in this boy's life, because he skated while I walked beside him. But you know what? When you're over I don't know what's the age limit on this. Maybe 22. Who knows? We'll come up with that one. But I definitely think that once you've kind of come past the age of like a bit grungy, like sharing a roll up or having a little spliff together in your beanie hats, then walking alongside someone skateboarding is just not, it's not good for your street cred. You know what I mean? It's just not good for anything really. And also he then has to kind of like go really slowly. And that's annoying because surely he just wants to fucking speed off and you'd have to then chase a little bit. You know what I mean? And that is what used to happen when you were 15, because 15-year-old boys are bastards. So they would like go really fast and you'd have to like skip, hop, run, like in the least awkward way possible to be like, I'm trying to catch up with you. I love you. But you know, with adult men, they should know better and be emotionally intelligent enough to skate at the right pace so that you can walk alongside them still looking glamorous and sexy. But unfortunately, you can't look glamorous and sexy in that particular scenario. So this is why it's an ick. He should have got a big enough skateboard that you could both sit on it and use your hands to roll down the street, or should have turned up in a like one of them tandem bikes or something. Would have been much more romantic and better. This is a total ick. Get rid of him. Oh, I like this guy. This ick says, he tried to force his little trolley coin on me as he had two and felt I needed one. I have been meaning to get myself a trolley coin for a really long time. This man is my perfect match. If I went on a date with someone and he tried to force a little trolley coin into my life, I would be on my knees with gratitude. Not on my knees giving a blowjob. I just mean like dropping to my knees in a moment of gratitude. For those of you, I know how you lot's minds work already. I know because of how many DMs I get. So as soon as I said drop on my knees, I knew that there would be at least a percentage of you who are like, oh my God, don't give blowjobs just because someone's giving you a little trolley coin. Obviously, I know that, guys. But yes, I didn't actually know that Lidl did personalised ones. I got a free one from somewhere once, the British Heart Foundation or something like that. And when I lost it, I was devastated because you don't always have a pound on you, especially these days in this cashless society. So following this, I think I'm going to get myself down to Lidl, get a few spare trolley coins and start handing them out on dates to people. And I will know if I've found true love, because if they get the ick, they're not for me. That's how this shit works now. This is the only way to establish if you are made for each other. So yeah, no, I like this. Although maybe this is the force part that gave you the ick. Maybe if he'd have just gently tried to hand you a little trolley coin, you would have felt that that was okay. But yeah, I think we need to establish whether your ick is acceptable based on the levels of force. If it was not much, then your ick is not accepted. All right, the next one says, he was 48 and had coloured LED lights from teen TikTok videos in his bedroom. I know exactly the teen TikTok lights that you're talking about. They're them like strip lights that go along the side that seem to be the only license that you need to become some kind of personality on TikTok. I don't know, but everybody does seem to have them, including now clearly 48-year-old men. The question I think you need to ask yourself to establish whether this is an okay ick or not is, was he inspired directly by TikTok? Because if he watched a load of TikToks and thought, wow, these teens have got really great interior design ideas, loving the decor in this 17-year-old German kid's bedroom, I need to go and make this happen for myself. If that was his line of thinking, if it's like, I want to be like the kids and my bedroom to look like that, then of course, get this 48-year-old man in the bin. However, if he just likes lights, you know, if he just likes pretty coloured lights and has never actually watched a TikTok and just happened to be in B&M or Home Bargains or one of them places and saw special offer LED strip lights, because it doesn't say on the box as seen on TikTok teenagers' bedrooms. So if he's not witnessed this, he may not know. Like my dad, I don't think would have ever seen a TikTok. My dad could innocently go down to Home Bargains, strip up his bedroom, looking like a teenage TikToker without having any idea, because there's no warning on the box. I do think they need to start adding those warnings for adults who might accidentally buy this stuff. But some people could innocently do it. So We can only accept the ick if he confirms to you that this was definitely done with the intention of looking a bit more TikTok-y. If he's never seen a TikTok, let him live his best life with them lights, man.
Hi guys, it's me and I'm here to tell you about another Sony Music Entertainment podcast. Now, I know you all like to have a deeper look and get under the skin of a subject, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to me deconstructing hot topics and getting into the nitty-gritty with all your dating dilemmas. So I think you're going to love Getting Curious with the fabulous Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye. Every week, they deep dive into conversations with a variety of experts on some really, really important and eye or ear opening topics like the history of abortion and the science of sleep. Get excited, get curious, and listen to Getting Curious wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so let's now move on to, is this a red flag? Obviously, you can send me scenarios that you've come across in your dating life, or maybe not even your dating life, just anywhere. And I can tell you if I think it is a glaring red flag or not. So the first, is this a red flag, says, I matched with a guy on Plenty of Fish and we were getting on. And we get chatting and he seemed really personable. And then he asked me what my intentions are with dating and when my last relationship was. It was all going well. Then he asks me, do you mind me asking you when you last had sex? You don't have to answer. I responded by saying that the question made me uncomfortable, to which he apologized profusely. Is this a red flag? I'd say so. I'd say that. I mean, you're just still at the stage where you're talking on Plenty of Fish. You haven't swapped phone numbers. You're just talking about like dating, your intentions, getting to know each other. And he's immediately dropped in a question about sex. So I think we've got our big red flag here for what his intentions are, because you don't need to bring sex into that conversation at all if you're looking to date and get to know someone and have a relationship. So when you last had sex is so irrelevant. He doesn't even know anything about your sexuality or your sex or you, or probably even like where you like to go on holiday. So it's a definite red flag for his intentions. Not a red flag if you just want sex. That's the thing about it. Like, a red flag for someone just wanting sex becomes not a red flag at all if that's what you also want. But if you're there looking for relationships and somebody is bringing in sex this early, it's a definite red flag. I'm also curious as to why it matters when you last had sex. Is it because he is thinking about him having sex with you, and then he's in his head thinking, has she been tested since? Like, has she got the residues of other men recently inside her, you know? Or it could be about like trying to establish how sort of horny you are and what your sex levels are like. You know, if you were to say yesterday, it's going to give him a very different idea to if you said 5 years ago, you know. I just think whatever he's fishing for with that question is an uncomfortable thing at that point. Like, asking you that when you're five dates deep, or however many dates deep, when you've got to the point where you're like really comfortable with talking to each other about sex and sexy stuff and whatever, when you know that this is somebody who you fancy enough to potentially have sex with them and you're at that level, have those conversations. Don't fucking drop it when we're still chatting on a dating app, you know? So yeah, I think red flag. Although I also think, sorry, the part that I missed here was that he apologized profusely. So I think this is why it's a query, because I guess if he hadn't have said, oh shit, I'm so sorry, then maybe you would have just felt like outright red flag. But because he was like, oh, actually, I'm really embarrassed, I'm really sorry for asking that question, you're now then thinking, oh, can we come back from that? I think you'll have to judge that by the rest of the conversation, but I definitely think this is a red flag and probably enough to put me off. The next one says, is it a red flag that instead of paying for sex workers' content on OnlyFans, he pays a random guy from the internet for the same pics, but cheaper? Yes, this is a red flag. This is really horrible, because sex work is work. Those women or people put pictures on OnlyFans to make money. They didn't just put them there for free to titillate your boyfriend and other men. This is their job. This is how they earn money. And they are entitled to be paid for images of themselves that they have put on the internet. The fact that there is some disgusting little man out there who is somehow, I don't know, bypassing like OnlyFans or screenshotting them or whatever, however he's getting hold of the sex workers' content and then selling it for a profit for himself to then take away from the people whose images it is. I mean, first of all, I think it's probably illegal. I hope it's illegal. But second of all, how gross is that? How nasty do you have to be to rob other people of their income for your own gain? And for men to be doing this and sneaking these little pictures and paying for them cheaper so that they can, they're almost laughing at the women. You know what I mean? Fucking respect them. If you're going to access sex workers' content, if you're going to look at OnlyFans pictures, respect those fucking women enough to pay them. Don't sit there having your cheap little fucking wank on a discount price from some dirty little man. Definite red flag. The fact that he even knows a random guy who does this is gross. The fact that he's willing to pay that man money is gross. The whole thing is gross. It's exploitative. It shows a real level of misogyny and disrespect of women. Because if you can't respect sex workers, you know, there shouldn't be this like respectability politics shit going on. If your care and respect and the way that you feel about women does not extend to women that you don't fancy, older women, women who are doing sex work, women who are in poverty, you know, it has to include all fucking women. And if it ain't including all women, then you're a fucking misogynist, and definitely fucking over sex workers makes you a misogynist. Fuck you. Red flag in the bin. All right, the next, is this a red flag, said, is it a red flag if he asked me not to wear a backless gym bra to the gym because it's inappropriate, as other men might look at me and think I'm that type of girl? What is that type of girl? I think this is our first red flag here, is that your partner thinks that there is a type of girl. What is, and that a type of girl is dictated by how she dresses. I'm assuming that he means the type of girl who has sex with men or wants to be looked at by men, or I don't know, is wearing a gym bra. You know what I mean? Because that's all it is. Wearing a backless gym bra to the gym means that you are the type of girl who wears a backless gym bra to the gym. That's the only type of girl that you are. And to insinuate that there is another type of girl that you could be because of the type of clothes that you wear, it's putting women in levels. I can respect the woman who's covered up. I can respect the woman who respects herself. I can't respect the woman who's wearing a little outfit in the gym or who's on OnlyFans. You know what I mean? So that we've got our little fucking misogyny red flag here, or maybe not little, big. But the fact that he is trying to tell you what you can and can't wear to the gym is also our other big red flag. So what if other men look at you? Where is his ego at that he can't handle other men looking at you? That's not your responsibility. Those men are responsible for that looking. You are not. And you are not responsible in any way for what anyone thinks about you as a result of what they've seen you wearing at the gym. It's all based on his fragile and insecure ego. And I think a lot of men might hear this and be like, but I wouldn't want my woman going to the gym dressed in a way that elicits a lot of attention and attraction from other men. But you really have to think about why. Why can't she wear what she wants and exist in this world without having to think about how a man might perceive it? A stranger, like some random guy at the gym. How should she have to choose her outfits based on what this fucking idiot thinks? She shouldn't, and no man should ask her to. So let's move on to our first Friday night reminder of 2024. And I want to start this year by being loving and kind to other people. So my Friday night reminder is, let other people live. there is so much negativity on social media, on Insta posts, so many comments about how people look or how they parent or how they live their lives or what they're wearing or what they did at the weekend or how they said something, you know, so much negativity about everything. Put a mirror onto you and think, why is that making me uncomfortable? Let me celebrate that person and encourage them to just have fun in whatever way they want to. Obviously, don't let people live if they're harming others. I'm not saying that absolutely everything should be judgment-free. But next time you feel like being mean to someone or having mean thoughts about the way that they live their life, think about what is triggering you and just let them live. And that is our Friday night reminder. So I will see you on Monday for our first Monday episode of 2024.
La la la, let me explain.
This has been a Sony Music Entertainment production.